The original research article entitled "Assessing the Influence of Lived Experience Experts on Healthcare Providers in a Virtual Community of Practice, a Qualitative Study," was authored by Weaver and Carey et al. From the Laura Rodriguez Research Institute in the USA. It was published in Frontiers in Health Services in June 2025. This qualitative evaluation investigates how embedding lived experience experts, LEEs, in a virtual community of practice shapes healthcare providers' approach to complex, often misunderstood conditions such as long COVID, ME/CFS, and other post-acute infection syndromes. By blending patients' voices with professional discourse, the study aimed to illuminate whether this model could help reduce stigma, improve empathy, and change care practices. Over an 18-month period, the project collected transcripts from regular webinar sessions, January 2022, March 2024, in which lived experience experts, people living with long COVID, ME/CFS, or post-acute infection syndromes, or caregivers, shared educational input to clinicians. In parallel, 22 patients receiving care from participating providers were interviewed using semi-structured methods to explore how they perceived those providers' adoption of lived experience expert-driven recommendations. Transcripts were thematically analyzed via content analysis. Key themes emerged around validating illness experience, shifting clinician beliefs about symptoms beyond psychological attribution, fostering empathetic communication, improving navigation of referrals, recognizing fluctuating disability, and encouraging patient self-management. Patients reported feeling heard, better understood, and more confident in advocating for themselves. Many recounted that providers gradually incorporated lived experience expert messages, especially around pacing and acknowledging disability, into interactions. Notably, participants described how integration of lived experience helped bridge the gap between biomedical uncertainty and human suffering in post-acute infection syndrome settings. The authors argue that this model offers a promising way to reduce the invisibility of these syndromes. Involving lived experience experts as co-educators can shift provider attitudes, heighten validation of symptoms, and encourage more responsive care, especially in the context of long COVID and ME/CFS. Future research should examine the longitudinal effects on clinician behavior and explore how such models could scale across health systems to better address the needs of patients with post-acute infection syndromes.